Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect fit into a Hall of Fame? Around can't be put on desire. Small school. Big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bill Marchand. As always, we appreciate you joining us and taking a break from the NCAA tournament to join us here as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars. And we have a fantastic guest. He hails from the Big Ten Northwestern, and it's the center, Brad North, kind enough to take some time and join us here. Brad, we appreciate you sharing some of your day with us. Are you paying attention to the tournament at all?
A little bit here and there. I made a couple brackets, but let's just say we're not doing too well.
Yeah, you know what? I haven't done a bracket in a long time. As more as my life kind of got involved with the NFL draft, I could probably tell you, like, the third string offensive tackle for Wisconsin South, Indiana Tech, but I cannot tell you probably the top four teams in the tournament. So that's just where I am at in my particular life. Back in the day, I was able to kind of, you know, have some knowledge, but yeah, that's a topic for another discussion. For you, I mean, Pro Day, I think it was the 13th for Northwestern. How did you feel the day went for you?
I thought it was pretty good. In pretty typical game day scenario. Like, we met with Coach Fitz the day before that, and, you know, he told us to treat it like we would any game day. So did my normal routine and went in there very laser-focused, and I thought I did pretty well, and we'll just kind of see what happens from there.
Awesome. And for you, I mean, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, have you been playing football since a young age, or was it something you kind of started doing later, you know, growing up?
I've been playing for the past 16 years. Started playing when I was 8 years old, just like city league ball. And then when I got to middle school, we had a middle school ball through the school, but we also had it was called a select league. It was basically travel basketball, but for football. And we traveled a little bit everywhere and, you know, played some teams from a couple different states and really fell in love with it then and got into high school, played it there, and, you know, I was fortunate enough to continue my career into college.
Now, I was down in Allen, Texas for the Texas Nation for game. I was on staff for that event. Growing up in Allen, I mean, that magnificent high school stadium, is that where you went to high school or did you go to another school?
Allen is a one high school town, and I had the fortune to play in that stadium and my senior year. I understand that it broke or something along those lines afterwards.
I heard that.
Kind of lost a little touch with it, but I got my senior year, so I'm pretty sure that's all that matters to me.
Yeah, and you're out there listening. If you're not familiar, look it up on the internet or Google it. Allen, Texas, the high school stadium. I mean, it's like a $60 million state-of-the-art facility. Beautiful place, beautiful campus. I mean, a really nice town as well. And you got to play in there. Pretty cool stuff. I mean, that's better than a lot of probably stadiums that even, you know, a lot of schools have at the collegiate level. But nonetheless, it's a nice place to be. So you're going through Allen, Texas. You're doing your thing at the high school level. I mean, what other schools were looking at you, and how did you end up North playing in Chicago?
I had a couple schools looking at me. Boise State was one of the ones I was actually pretty familiar with, and I had a teammate of mine my graduating year. He actually went up there, and, you know, he was recruiting me hard to go there with him, and, you know, that was back when Patterson was there, and, you know, I really got to talk to him, really got to know him, and phenomenal coach, but it kind of came down to an education standpoint as well. My mom and my dad and, like, pretty much, like, my whole side of the family were teachers, and so education was a very important aspect of all that. So I guess like we're really coming down to it. Like I couldn't beat a Big Ten collegiate level of play and, you know, like an Ivy League type of education. So when it came down to it, like I was thinking more long-term and, obviously the education was the most important aspect to me. And, you know, I got to play a little bit there as well. And everything just kind of worked out in my favor.
It definitely has. Once again, Brad North, the standout offensive lineman center here on the C2P from Northwestern, kind enough to break things down. If you miss any of this show with Brad in its entirety, you guys know the drill. You simply type in his name, Brad North, and then you can just NFL Draft Blast followed, and you do that. You can find it at iTunes and Blog Talk Radio. I ask this of all our guys that come on the program. I mean, you know, you arrive at a Big Ten school, you start to carve out a niche, you become, you know, a guy that the team can, you know, depend on, a focal point, if you will. I mean, when does it kind of sink in personally, Brad, that, you know, what you're doing can get you an opportunity to play in the NFL?
If I'm being completely honest, I really didn't have, I wouldn't say I didn't have the aspiration, but, like, it was just kind of one of those, like, I was very focused on my, driven on my education, and I'm actually working my master's right now, and I'm almost done with it. I think I have about 3 classes left, but I think it kind of started to hit in, like, after the season this past year. I mean, we had an amazing season, an amazing turnaround, and, you know, I mean, we started the season at 2-3, and then, like, we ended up winning 9 straight games, including our bowl game at the end, and just kind of being with those guys and, you know, being, like just in an atmosphere or in, like, a situation where, like, it's just, like, extremely competitive and just wanting to do anything we can to, you know, be the best that we can be. You know, like, it just kind of – I knew, like, at the end of the season that I would miss all that, and I'd miss the camaraderie of my brothers, and, you know, was just like it kind of hit me, and I was just like, you know, like I don't want to keep doing this. Like I want to see like how long I can do this for, and you know, like so be it. You know, like if it doesn't work out, like it doesn't work out. But you know, I'm in this for the long haul, and we'll just see if like, I get a good opportunity at the next level.
Definitely, definitely. Well, you're well on your way. You're doing all the things to put it this way. You're kind of crossing the T's, dotting your I's, and getting yourself in the right position. I asked this as well. I mean, you're in the film room. You're with some of these NFL scouts that have been watching you over the years that come to see you on your pro day. If you're in the film room with them and they're breaking down that tape, what do you think they're going to love about what you bring to the center position?
I think I have a really good understanding of what I see out there, and I trust what I see. I mean, I could tell you, and I could sit here like for about an hour or 2 hours and talk to you about football talk, but I don't think we have that much time. But, no, I mean, I just like – I learned from our coaches like in high school and took that all to college with me, and they've been extremely helpful and beneficial to my success, and they've taught me things to look for things that I thought I would never have to use at the position. And I think just having that understanding and that football knowledge and just like a kind of leadership to, like attached to it, like I was pretty commanding, and me and my tackles would get into arguments on, you know, like what we were really supposed to do, but you know, at the end of the day I'd always win. But, yeah, like it's just like that kind of knowledge and that training and that leadership aspect. I think that's what I bring to the next level. And, that's pretty much all I can think of right now.
Awesome. And, well, no, you touched on a lot of stuff. I mean, you know, we've passed these off to the scouts and coaches we know at the next level. So sometimes, you know, these guys want to peek in and listen to, you know, what you guys have to say. And, you know, we ask questions like that, and, you know, some guys like, I love football. I'm like, well, I hope you love football, but you probably want to, you know, give us a little bit more than do you love football. I mean, I think at this point in your life, you
right.
do probably love the game of football, but more than that, you kind of touched on the leadership quality. I think that's something that we don't see. Didn't go unnoticed that film doesn't reveal. I mean, film junkie, you mentioned maybe a weight room warrior. What's some of those characteristics that they should know about that, you know, they might not necessarily pick up on tape?
Yeah, I mean, like, if I'm going to, like, say anything, I would say, like, you know, the leadership aspect. Like, I mean, we had, like, a leadership council, and, like, we had a lot of leadership or a lot of leaders in our program, and, you know, like, I may not have, like, gotten the opportunity to be on that council, but, like, I was still, like, in the room with 20 people or 20 guys that, you know, like, still relied on my input and everything. And over the last 2 years, like, I kind of, like, fell in, like, didn't really fall into the role, but, like, I kind of took the role, and, you know, like, I wanted to be there for them, and I think, like, the one thing that like, really stood out is, like, I mean, we ran into a couple, like, I won't say, like, off-field issues, but, like, you know, just guys that needed something like outside of football, like they knew that they could call me or they knew that they could rely on me to, you know, help them in any facet that they needed. And so I think that there was like a level of trust there, and like the foundation of leadership is trust. And so I wouldn't be in the position I was in, or I wouldn't have the success I had if it wasn't for them. And so in order for me to do that, like, I just really appreciated that they trusted me enough to accept my input and like take my criticism. And so if I was to say anything, that would be the first thing that came to mind.
That's good stuff, Brad. I mean, and that makes a lot, you know, and that goes deep. I mean, I'm sure the coaching staff picks up on that. And, you know, you guys are all internally involved in each other. I'm sure that they love knowing that, you know, that they could count on you for kind of being an outlet for these guys to, you know, because, you know, life pops up, things happen. You do want somebody that you can go to and kind of help deal with the problem or get you through something. So, like I said, that's good. No, great, great explanation. Once again, Northwestern standout center, Brad North here on the C2P as we peel back the layers of what this young man brings to the table and why he could be the guy snapping your favorite quarterback for your favorite NFL team in the not-too-distant future. So, you know, let's talk about Pro Day. I mean, did you talk with any teams? I mean, sometimes they pop, you know, they want to talk. Sometimes they just take their notes and walk out. But how that, you know, in terms of communication, anything?
You know, I had my the position work with the Atlanta Falcons. You know, like he kind of stood out. He came up to me afterwards and said I did a very good job. And, like, they'll be keeping an eye out. You know, like, not really, like, sure. Like I'd be honest, like, I don't know how this whole process works. Like, my agent's been he's been working very hard to get my name out there. And, you know, like, I really appreciate everything he's doing for me. And what I'm up to right now is just trying to get my name out there. And he made a point of saying that after the pro day, I needed to go up to every scout out there and at least introduce myself and show that kind of leadership quality. And so I made it my goal to go up to every single scout at the pro day and introduce myself and said, hey, thank you for coming out. We really appreciate it. My name's Brad, and I hope to be hearing from you in the future. So, I mean, just kind of from there.
Goes a long way.
Yeah, why not? You know, like, put a little footwork in there and hopefully get a little something back.
Yeah, no, you're doing it right. Like you said, I mean, it does. I mean, you know, players don't realize all those little intricate things that go a long way to a handshake, an eye to eye, thank you. I mean, you know, scouts, you know, just like anything. I mean, you know, if you're at a restaurant or you open a door for somebody, I mean, those little things, you're like, man, that's a cool dude or something. But, you know, they might, you know what, they just say that Atlanta Falcon scout could have went to the Syracuse Pro Day and their center didn't shake his hand. He just walked off. I mean, I don't know this, but it was just a girl. But, hey, he might remember that. Hey, I remember that Brad North kid from Northwestern. Let's bring him in. So, I mean, do you think as far as April 26th and a whole draft weekend, I mean, do you plan on kind of sticking by, you know, the TV, or do you just, you know, kind of pull the Joe Thomas and Joe's go fishing somewhere? How do you kind of plan on taking that whole thing in?
Let's just say I already have a fishing trip planned, and I'll have my phone next to me.
Nice. Good for you, man. Good for you. That's good. And you got to be excited, man. Like I said, all the things that, you know, go with this. And what your master's, what's your master's going to be in once you get that achieved?
Oh, yeah. So it's what's called sports administration, but I'm trying to do an emphasis in marketing. Basically what the degree is a little bit of everything. So you do a little bit of management, marketing. I'm in a legal studies class right now. Then I'm also doing an internship right now at a marketing company up in Deerfield. I'm getting that for class credit, but it's also for resume building as well. But no, it's been very eye-opening and into a kind of market I wanted to go into. And I've always been interested in sports, and so I just hope that regardless of what happens in the future, I can stay into it.
Awesome, man. Man, you got it going on, man. Very busy young man. He's kind enough to take some time to join us here on the C2P, folks. You got to appreciate what Brad North brings to the table, and I know they're probably going to miss seeing him doing his thing and protecting that offense as he moves forward to this next level. Before we shut down the show, though, we always like to end it with a few laughs, a couple off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, why not?
All right. Now, we probably do close to 300 shows by the time the draft ends with draft prospects. And we always kind of go in streaks, and I think the last six guys have all been offensive linemen. So we always ask the question of the big guys. Could be you or a teammate on that Northwestern offensive line. Who's the biggest eater, and what's the most impressive meal you've ever seen him eat?
Ooh. man. I got to say it's not me, unfortunately. I'd probably the one that comes to mind is Tommy Doles. He was the right guard that played next to me, 71. And he's, I mean, aside from being a phenomenal athlete and a great leader as well, like, he's a big-time eater. We were out at every year we do this thing at Portillo's. I don't know if you're familiar with it. It's like a local restaurant in the Chicago area. And so after training camp, we all go in there after we get our I can't think of what it is at the time. It's like a little stipend. And we had to do a $30 minimum in order to, you know, just like leave the restaurant. And he always goes above and beyond, of course. And he gets a full rack of ribs, like 6 hot dogs, a burger, like what's called a cake shake, like just like the most ridiculous stuff you could possibly imagine. And he just sits there, and I just am in awe of how much of it he eats. Like, he literally eats the entire thing, and it's like $45 worth of food. And I'm just over here with my burger and my couple hot dogs and my shake, and I'm just like, geez, like, make me look like a wuss over here. So, but no, he's a phenomenal guy, and, like, you know, he's a big eater. But, yeah, I definitely – the first guy that comes to mind is that guy.
Awesome. And how about this one? I mean, you have a pretty iconic coach, I think, a coach, Pat Fitzgerald, Coach Fitz, if you will. Does anybody do a great impersonation of him, and will they do it in front of him?
I don't want to throw anybody under the bus, so I'll just say there are a couple guys in the locker room who probably can imitate him pretty well. And I will not say whether or not I am one of them, but no, he's a phenomenal coach, and we're very fortunate to have him. And yeah, there are a couple guys that do it pretty well. We have a couple different impersonations of different coaches on the team, but I won't get into too much into that.
And we'll just leave it there, but it does exist, if you will. And then the final question for you, my man. I think this is the question you guys enjoy answering the most. Female celebrities. If you could take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to invite to lunch?
Oh, Lauren Clem. She's I don't know if you know who she is. She's a 2-time All-American goalie for the Northwestern Wildcats. And fortunately, I get to take her out every night I can, so she's probably my female celebrity. She's also
there
sitting
you
right
go.
Here.
Very
now,
well
so
said.
Told me to say that, so.
I love it. You know what? Once you said it, I'm like, I'm not familiar, but now I'll have to, like I said, very cool, man. Hey, God bless you moving forward, man. I can't wait to find out where you land. You definitely get your foot in the door somewhere. But, hey, enjoy the rest of your weekend. Be safe on St. Patrick's Day. And, again, just thanks for coming on the C2P.
Hey, thanks for having me, and God bless you, too. Hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Once again, that is Brad North, the standout Northwestern Wildcats center, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. And you got to love how this kid comes across. I mean, he just oozes of leadership. And, I mean, that's what you want from the center position. I mean, the center, you know, you got the quarterback, and with a guy kind of up front, I mean, he's basically the co-pilot of that offensive, you know, function. And you got to figure this is good hands. Great athleticism, great ability. He was on the Remington watch list. That's also an award given out to the best center in the country. And he was, you know, amongst the names in the running for that. So, again, this is top shelf on the individual. As always, we appreciate Brad North coming on. More of him, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio. We always appreciate you listening to the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.